Nun, we got to the Mishnah at the bottom of Mem Tesmei Beis. We read the Mishnah. I read through it quickly. Again, the Mishnah says, "Achofer bor b'shus yachid, paschal l'shus rabim. O b'shus rabim, paschal l'shus yachid. B'shus yachid, paschal l'shus yachid. Acher chayv." Any scenario seems from this Mishnah that you would make a bor, one would be responsible for that bor. So Gemara explains, "Tanur abanan hachofer bor b'shus yachid, paschal l'shus rabim. Chayv." Person who digs a bore in his personal property, and there's an opening that one can access it from Rosh Hashanah, one would be chayiv. V'zehu bor sh'amor b'Torah, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. And that's the very bore that the Torah is describing in the Torah. When it's in my Rosh Hashanah, where I own it, but it's access to the Rabbim. But Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Hifker rushusov lo hifker boro, zehu bor ha'amor b'Torah. You know what the case of the Torah is referring to? Is when I'm mafkir my rishus, but I'm not mafkir my boar, but I still own the boar, but that which is around it in my, that which, once my rishus yachid, is now hefker and open to the public. So that's the machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, what is the pasuk referring to? So Gemara explains now, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Bibor b'shus harabim chuliyama lo pligi demechayev. Everybody agrees, if I were to dig a boar in rishus harabim, I'm certainly responsible for that. Both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel agree to that. My time, what's the reasoning? Amakra, the Pasuk says, Ki yiftach v'chiyichra. Yiftach, if I open up a bore, and kiyichra, if I dig a bore, I'm chayiv. Imal psicha chayiv ala kriya lo kol shekein. Of course, if the Torah tells me I'm chayiv for exposing a bore, so certainly if I dig a bore, I'm certainly chayiv. So why is it saying v'chiyichra? That's unnecessary. So Ella must be, shal iske psicha val iske kriya ba'lo. That I'm chayiv for any type of involvement. Look at the last Rashi in the page here. Ba'lo she'ein lo chelek bo ela shecharu o shepaschu. Even if I have no chelek in this, I was just involved in the maisa of either exposing it or digging it. Haynu b'shus rabim she'ein karka shelo. I don't own the property, but if I expose it, if I dig it, I'm chayiv. So everybody agrees if I create a bor b'shus rabim, I'm certainly chayiv. That's what the pasuk means here again. Im ki yiftach v'chiyicha. What's the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? So lo nechleku ella, the only machlokas is going on to daf nun amr alf now, bibor birshuso. If there's a boar that's still in my rishus, that's the debate. Is that going to qualify as a boar? Rabbi Kiva savar, bor birshuso nami chayv. I am chayv even if it's my rishus hayachid. Dechsiv bal habor. Bibor de ishle bailim kamar. The project says bal habor. I have to have bailis. So even if I own it, if it's rishus harabim, I own nothing. That's from the previous pasuk. If I own it, that's from the second pasuk according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Baal HaTakala. No, it doesn't mean that I own it. It means that I'm responsible for the Takala. Says Rashi, Baal HaTakala, top line, Li'olam B'Shus Harabim. Really, only if it's in B'Shus Harabim, am I Chayiv, Aval B'Shuso, Af Apisha Hifkir. Even though I was Mafkir, my Rishus now, Pater could appreciate. So I'm ready, Pater. Fine. So it has to be Dafka and B'Shus Harabim according to Rabbi Shmuel. But in my property, even though I was Mafkir, I'm not chayv. So Ella Mai Ze Bor Ha'amur B'Torah, the Kamar Rabbi Kiva. So if Rabbi Kiva said that any scenario of Bor, whether it's my rishus or not, in my rishus, it's all Bor, I'm chayv in all them, so what do you mean? That's the Bor that the Torah talks about. The Torah doesn't talk about any particular Bor, it includes all Bors. So Gemara says, So Zeu Bor Shepasach Ba'akasav Tchila L'Tashlumim. No, what was the first mentioning of Bor in the Torah? That's referring to a boar that existed in my own property. Ein echanami am chayiv for all boros. But he's referring to, what was the first one that was addressed? That's this one. Did you look at Rashi for a second? Rashi says, L'tashlumim, first narrow line down, Bor de'islei bailim ne'mar etel tashlumim. When it says, the bal habor, k'dechseh bal habor yishalem, that the owner of the boar has to pay. So what boar is that referring to? That's one that there's bailis. That's in my rishus hayachid. That's what he's saying. But ein echanami, Rabbi Kiva thinks, all boros I would be responsible for. So this is all the within the world of Rabba. Just to review again, because we're about to bring another opinion. Rabba says, if it's a boar b'shus harabim, everyone agrees you're chayiv. If it's a boar b'shus hayachid, Rabbi Kiva thinks you're still chayiv. Rabbi Yishmael thinks that you're pater.
If he's
mafkir, exactly.
What's the case of the brisa? The brisa started chofer bor b'shus hayachid, paschal l'shus harabim. Rabbi Shmuel was chayiv in that case. What is that?
So how are we going back to interpret that? See, does the Gemara address this?
What's the question? What?
The brisa says chofer bor b'shus hayachid, paschal l'shus harabim, chayiv upon Rabbi Shmuel. Saying that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold that B'Shus HaYachid is Chayiv. unless paskul means like somehow it's part of, it's in your Rosh Hashanah.
I hear. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know.
The actual bore itself is underground, is in your property, but the opening is.
I don't know. Okay, that's all within the world of Rabbah. Then comes along Rav Yosef Amar Bibor B'Shusha Yochid Kuyama Lo Pligi. Now everyone, according to him, if it's in a B'Shusha Yochid, everybody agrees in this case the Mechai, the opposite. My Taima Baal Habor Amar Rachmana. He focuses on the other pasuk first. Baal Habor the Isle Bailim Askinan. Everyone agrees if there's a Bailis in the Bor, if it's my B'Shusha Yochid, then there would be a Chiyuv. Ki Pligi Bibor B'Shusha Rabim. Their Machlokas is when the Bor is in B'Shusha Rabim. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Bor B'Shusha Rabim Nami Chayv. This time Rabbi Shmuel is more Machmir than Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel thinks you're Chayv in this case. Dichsev Ki Yiftach V'Chiyichra. Imal Psicha Chayv. If I'm Chayv for exposing a Bor, Al Kriya Lo Kol Shein. If I build one from scratch, certainly I'm Chayv. So what's coming to add? Al Kriya, which is unnecessary. So Chiyichra is coming to include that even in B'Shusha Rabim, you would be Chayv. That's all according to Ela. I'll just say the Gemara. Ela Sha'al Iskei Psicha V'Al Iskei Kriya Barlo. Even if it's in Rosh Hashanah, that's all in the world of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva, Hanu, Mitzech, Tzichi. No, you need both cases of Ki Yiftach V'Chi Yichra, and they're not available to have a drasha to include Rosh Hashanah. Di Kaz Rachmana Ki Yiftach. If that I expose a bor, I'm chayv. Hava Mina Posechu the Sagi Lebe Kisoi. That's enough. Maybe the thing is it's enough simply to recover. If I cover that bor, then I'd be potter. We're looking at the opposite end. How am I exempting myself from any chiv? But if I'm Kora, if I dig it, so lo sagile bekisei, I would might think that it's not enough for me to cover it at the timeline until I actually fill it up again. So we're learning here ki yichra, that even if I cover it after digging it, that would be enough to get me off the hook. That's the chiddush here. Because rachman ki yichra, if I only taught the case of me digging the dirt, the hole, havamina kriya hu debai kisei mishum davin ma'isa, maybe only when I dug it is when I have to now cover it because I really did a ma'isa in digging it. Ava posech, if I just expose the cover of the bor now to lo avin ma'isa, that's not really considered much of a ma'isa. Ema kisei nami lo boy, I don't really have to put a cover on it because I didn't do much of a ma'isa. I just kicked over the cover. That's not much. Kamashman, even though I just really exposed it, I still have an obligation to recover it again. So you need both cases, in which case there is no available pasuk according to Rabbi Kiva to include a chiyuv bor in Rosh Hashanah.
By exposing the bor, it's just like you made the bor.
So the Gemara does say that somewhere has such a line about it saying, but according to Rabbi Kiva, he has a havamina that in action though, that what I actually did physically, I didn't really do much, even though it has this.
But you caused.
Right. So it's a part of it is how much is it about the result or is it about the action I did? So the more we focus on the ma'isa, not much about me kicking the lid, that's not much of a ma'isa, according to this Havamina. So, I agree. In the end of the day, you're right. Kamash Malan, when you say kicking off the lid is no different than digging one. So you're right. So it's all in the Havamina, what he was thinking in the first place. But I agree to you. So, Ela, my zeu bor ha'amr b'toro, dekama Rabbi Shmuel. So, according to Rabbi Kiva, when he says zeu bor, this is the bor, he says, this is a bor, and Rosh Hashanah, but not that case in Rosh Hashanah is not. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, within Rav Yosef's world, where he thinks every scenario of a bor is always chayiv, so why do you say zeu, this is the only bor? Not true. Rabbi Shmuel thinks all boros are chayiv. So he answers the Gemara, like we said above, zehu bor shepasach bar kasav tchilo l'nezikim. When we first were introduced to the world of bor and nezikim, what was it actual, that was the initial scenario? It was this case of a bor. Look at Rashi, I assume Rashi is going to explain this. Look at Rashi l'nezikim. It's around 20 narrow lines down. Rashi says l'nezikim. Bor b'shusha rabim pasach ba'akasav tchila kishu dibor b'nizka, when it talks about the damages that's caused by a bor, b'nafal shama shor or chamor, when an animal falls into it, so that bor is referring to bor b'shusha rabim dibor b'ha'akasav ki yiftach v'ki yichar v'nafal. That's what he's referring to. Okay, so now in summary we have Rabba and Rav Yosef, two machlokas, one machlokas rather, how to understand the other machlokas of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabba again says that everyone agrees that in Rosh Hashanah that you are chayiv, and they argue about Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Shmuel is mekel, Rabbi Kiva's machmer in Rosh Hashanah. Rav Yosef rather is the opposite, that everyone agrees in Rosh Hashanah you're chayiv, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Shmuel is machmer, Rabbi Kiva is mekel. So now in light of that, the Gemara asks the question, now three wide lines down in Meisivei. Hachofer bor Rishis Harabim, the person digs a pit in Rishis Harabim, the Paschal Rishis Yachid, and has an entrance access in Rishis Yachid, Pater, the individual is Pater. Even though a person can't do this, you're not allowed to dig cavities underneath it. You can't build tunnels. Even though it's not going to be exposed to anyone, it can only be accessed through my yard, it's still also to build holes underneath Rishis Rabim. But there's no responsibility if someone falls into it. If a guy goes ahead and builds, the guy builds pits. And how do they define sheikh and maros? Anyone have articles here? Caves. How do they say what? Okay, well, that's fine. Bor sheikh and maros, different types of pits and cavities and
sorry,
caves.
When we say here, for first brother, you mean that it's not really open? I think this case it is open.
No, the first case was it only had access through Rosh Hashanah.
Ditches or vaults.
So what does it mean
for
first brother?
Ditches or vaults.
What does it mean for
underground vaults.
Underneath Rosh Hashanah.
Isn't that
same,
that's the next case, no?
No, that the next case is now we're going to give access to Rosh Hashanah.
No, I'm trying to say is a bor is when it's open to the car.
No, the first case is where it's not. First case is I build in Rosh Hashanah, I build a fence around it, or maybe it goes underneath Rosh Hashanah, and the only access is through my backyard. Whatever the case is, so that's your pater. But now this case here, second half of the Bryce is Hachofer Boros Shichin Umaros. I build in my backyard this time. Have a paschal of Rishus Harabim, but there's an open access from the Rishus Harabim. So then I'd be chayv if anybody falls into this bor. And furthermore, hachofer boros Rishus Yachid hasmuch Rishus Harabim. It's close to kigon elu hachofrim leushin pater. Like those who dig for ushin, their pater. What's ushin? Zakt Rashi. Ushin is yisod lechomas besa. They have to build a ditch. In order to build a foundation for a wall of their house, the whole border of their house to place the wall in. So that people who do this, they're allowed to build a house. So one person would be potter if it's only adjacent to Rishis Harabim. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Mechayev, one is responsible, ad Shiyasa Mechitza Asar, you have to put a fence around it. Like we have a person builds a house, they put a fence up. That's a requirement. Oh, ad Shiyachiv Mimakom Drisas Ragle Adam, Mimakom Drisas Ragle Behema. Or you have to distance it for a tvachim, which isn't too much though. But if there's some distance from where your wall is going to be built and the people walking, that would be permitted as well. But if it's too close, then one would be chayef. But this is the brisa. So what are we learning from this brisa? Says the Gemara, taima dilushin, only because I built it to ultimately build a wall, I need to dig a ditch to build a house. So that's why I'm pater. But hall, yeah?
Alright, I may have missed it. You said the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah. Ha lav lushin chai, but I know the sunlight's really throwing you off today. Ha lav lushin, if it wasn't for the purpose of building the foundation, then I would be chayiv for building a pit, even though it's in my rishis hayachid, and it's on rishis rabim, I would still be chayiv. Right. So this Rashi says, ha lav lushin chayiv, if it's not for the purpose of a foundation, simply just a bor, I'm a bor b'shus chayiv. I'm chayiv in my own backyard. And kasha reisha l'seifa, and that ends up being a steer because the reisha said, if I have a boar that's only access to my rishis yachid, I'm potter. But here we said only when it's built leushin my potter. But if it's not leushin, if it's a stam boar, I'm chayv. So there's an internal contradiction within this brisa. So the Gemara explains, homani, who authored this brisa? Bishamal Rabba, if it's Rabba who was the first understanding of the machlokas on back in the memtes. Reisha is Rabbi Shmuel, the sefer Rabbi Kiva, because he felt. Everybody agreed in Rishis Harabim Yerchayiv. The debate was in Rishis HaYachid. So it's fine. The first half of the Braisa where it says a pater, that's according to Rabbi Yishmael, who thinks you're pater in Rishis HaYachid. And the second half, which implies Yerchayiv in a bor, Rishis HaYachid, that'd be Rabbi Akiva. So everything works out nicely. Two different authors of this Braisa. But El Rav Yosef, who held that everyone agreed with Rishis HaYachid, Yerchayiv. So Bishma Seifa, I understand Seifa that says, B'ushin am pater, but if it's not for Ushin, I'm chai for building a bor, Rishis HaYachid, that's Divya Kol. Everybody agrees in the world of Rav Yosef that Rishis HaYachid am chayiv. So the Seifa makes sense. El Reisha, who says, I'm pater for a bor, Rishis HaYachid, Mani, who authored that, Lo Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Rabbi Kiva, because they both think you're chayiv for a bor, Rishis HaYachid. So Amalecha Rav Yosef says, Kulei Divrei HaKol Hi. The entire Brisa actually is all Divrei HaKol. And Reisha Shel Hifker Lo Rishuso V'lo Boro. Like we said above. Even when I say that a Bor B'Shusi, I'm Chayiv, it's only after I've been Mafkir. If I'm not mafkirit, so then it's not a machayev. So the ratio that says I'm pater for a bor b'rishus yachid is where I wasn't mafkirit. The sefer that says I'm chayev is where I was mafkirit. That's how Rav Yosef explains. So Amar Rav Ashi says now, Hashtado Kimtaler of Yosef Ladivri Akol, now that we establish that this brisa goes according to everyone within the world of Rav Yosef, so the Rabba Nami lo tokme kitanai. So we should also say, why did Rabba want to say the brisa is like both opinions, like a machlokas rather? Wouldn't it be preferable to say that one person authored the entire brisa? So Gemara says, Midiresha Rabbi Shmuel, Seifa Nami Rabbi Shmuel. And the fact that the Resha is Rabbi Shmuel, that is that your pater in Rishas Yachid, so you should say that Seifa is also Rabbi Shmuel as well. And explain as follows. The time of dilution, only because I built the holes in the my Rishas Yachid, my pater, Halav Lushin Chayiv, but it said, if it wasn't for the purpose of my foundation, I'm Chayiv, Rabbi Shmuel would think you're pater in that case. So that's why we can't say the Seifa is Rabbi Shmuel. But he says, no, you could say, Kigon de Arvich Arvucha Lushis Rabim. Maybe even Rabbi Shmuel will agree, if I built a pit in my backyard, if it's really so close to Rishis Rabim, where it's expanding Rishis Rabim, they overflow into my backyard, even then Rabbi Shmuel would agree that would be a scenario where I would be chayv on a bor Rishis Yochid, if it's again viewed as an extension of Rishis Rabim, in which case you could say, even for Rabba, Rabbi Shmuel was the singular author of this brisa. Okay, we're good? Okay. Says the Gemara. Meisive asks another question. Hachofer bor b'shus hayochid u'paschal r'shus rabim chayv. I build something in my backyard, has access through r'shus rabim, I'm chayv for that. If it's b'shus hayochid, ha'smuchal r'shus rabim, if it's only adjacent to, then I would be pater. So b'shmal rabba kula Rabbi Shmuel, this is all Rabbi Shmuel because he holds that I'm pater for a bor b'shus hayochid, but he would say you chayv if it has access through r'shus rabim, then he would think you would be chayv. El Rav Yosef, Bishma Reisha Rabbi Shmuel. The beginning is the Rabbi Shmuel who thinks that you're chayiv in a bor b'shus hayachid, and that has access through Rishus Rabim. Ela Seifa, who says that you're pater b'shus hayachid. Remember, Rav Yosef felt that everyone agrees a bor b'shus hayachid is chayiv. So how is he going to explain this Seifa here that says Rishus hayachid and pater? Seifa Mani lo Rabbi Shmuel lo Rabbi Kiva. So Amalachai explains b'chofer leushin v'divrei kol. No, if I build I'm building my house, my backyard, I need to dig down first to build up a house. Everyone would agree that even Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva would both agree that you would be pater for such a pit in your backyard. Says the Gemara further now. Tanur Rabbanon Chafer Pasuk Maser LeRabim Pater. A guy digs, he exposes, and he hands over to the Rabbim. He's pater for any damage that takes place there. So what's going on? Why would you Maser to the Rabbim? Look at Rashi, the last few narrow lines. Umasa the Rabbim says Rashi the Amar Livnei Iro Haborze Shechavarti Tzarech Lachem the Shos Meg Shamim Habes Kantim Cham. I built the bore for you guys, so you have a well, you have a cistern to drink from. Uyin Lishos Behemis Behen, you have your animals drink from this. Harehu Masa Lachem, it's all yours. So now he's potter from any, and moving forward, he's potter from any damage that might happen from this. Chafar says the Gemara further. Chafar Pasak. Pasach v'lo masel rabim, he digs it, exposes it, but doesn't give it over, then he would be chayiv. V'chayim min hagel shenechunya would do this. He'd be chofer baros, shichin maros, shaya chofer poseach mosel rabim. They would hand it over to the chum. This is what he would do. That was his profession. Uch sheshamu chachamim bedavar, amru kayim ze halacha zu. This one, nechunya, had fulfilled this particular halacha. Halacha zu v'sulo, he only did this halacha. He was the only halacha he followed. He followed so much. And even this halacha of digging and passing on to the chachamim, he was mekayim as well. So Rashi explains the reason for doing all this, the first wide line down, in order to help the people traveling up to Lili Regal to have water to drink, that was the purpose for Nechunya doing all this.
So Masel Rabim is different than being mafkir?
It sounds like a transfer of ownership as opposed to.
And it also has a purpose, I think. It's for the Tzarech HaRabim. Yeah. So you do it, and I don't think it's for the Tzarech HaRabim.
If you cannot be mafkir itself.
Right, you don't own it in the first place, you're saying.
Right.
But that's cool for the case we said you're chayiv. You do it, you're Rosh Hashanah.
You build it.
But that's not against Rabbi Yosef. It's just actually hard to understand how we can say that you do something the borders are having on this paper. I can't get it.
Somehow you gave bylaws over to other people.
Right, it says, but he's Baratakala. I mean, he owned the I guess.
It seems that maybe perhaps what the intention is as well. If it's just a big dig pits in the Rishon Rabbah, then you'd be chai. But if you're doing it in order to gather the rainwater, and you make it clearer and you give public water fountain. So then
it's just hard on the Tanna Rabbi Yosef that he says that if you do a bor b'shus harabim, you're potter. I don't get it.
Why you be potter in that case?
I mean, it's unheard of.
Yeah. Okay, Gemara now quotes a ma'isa, Tanna Rabbanon, but we saw this ma'isa together in Yivamos. Ma'isa bebito shenechunya achol for shichen. He was the digger of wells or pits. Shenafla lebor gadol. Now his daughter, the bebito shenechunya, fell into a bor. They went to tell Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa what happened. He was a big mispal. He was a big mokubel also. The Mishnah says he was a bal mofes. He davened and certain things. If it came out of shkubra fiv, the Mishnah says that means he knew for sure that tefillah was going to be answered. If it wasn't shkubra fiv, it wouldn't. He's also there's actually one of the pieces of one of the tefillahs of Kabbalah is actually from him. They're not just joking, but anyways. So Nechunya, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, so they went to tell him to daven for the daughter of Nechunya. And Shah Rishona Amar Lehem Shalom, everything's good. Shniya Amar Lehem Shalom, he said to them, everything's good. He may ask, everything's good. And Shlishi Amar Lehem, also she came up. She was taken out of the boar. Now he didn't go visit the boar. So they asked him, Amar Lo Navi Ata? Amar Lehem Lo Navi Anochi, Lo Ben Navi Anochi. I'm not a Navi, and I'm not a son of a Navi. Elo Kacha Marti Davar Shel Sotzali, which said, I said, Davar shows a tzaddik mitzarbo is something that this tzaddik of Nechunya was so troubled by his entire life. He was worrying about digging pits for the entire tzibur. Bo yichasha bozaro, his children are going to stumble upon that. Chas v'shalom. So he knew for sure now how he knew which time she came out. He was maybe enough, but he was trying to deny any. He was an anav, and he just says it doesn't make sense that his daughter, would fall into the bore that he dug.
There was a line where she said that she chowan when he's dominating.
I skipped the line. I'm sorry. Let's go. Amr lahem. So he says to them. Also, Amr lo. They say to him, Mi halach? Who brought you up? Amr lahem. So she says to him, Zachar Sherechelim. There was a sheep, or some sort. There's damin leave. Zaki nechad manhigo, and there's led by one manhig, which Rashi says Avram. Unclear what that means exactly. He says the same thing. Yevamos, I think. Avram was the one who was there with his sheep in the field, and they brought her out of this pit. So Amr lo, so they said to him, Naviata, how did you know this? Amr lahem, lo, Navi Anochi, lo, Ben Navi Anochi, Ela Kach Amarti, Davar Shos, Tzadik Mitzdarbo, Yechashe Bozaro. It doesn't make sense that the thing that the person was dedicating his whole life to, digging pits for Am Yisrael, that his daughter would fall into one of them. So therefore he knew she would be fine. Amr Rabbi Acha, Afa Pikein, Meis Beno Betzame. Even though this was true, his son ended up dying from thirst. Shenemar, as a pasuk says, Usfivav Nisara Meod. That from around you, you're going to be judged like Chud Hasara. Milami Chakadosh Baruch Hu Medaktik Im Svivav of a Tzaddik. His surroundings are going to be so carefully analyzed that Filu Kechud Hasara, even like a strand of hair. Rabbi Nechunya himself, Amar Mehacha, another pasuk that proves this point, how carefully Tzaddikim are judged. It says, the pasuk says, Kel Naratz, Naratz Besod, Kedoshim, Rabba Venorak Akol Svivav. The Kedoshim, the great Kedoshim, are going to be judged around them so carefully. Amr Rabbi Chanina, call Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Vatchenhu Yosro Chayev. Person said Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a Mevater. He doesn't really care if we do averus or not. He's always going to be Mevater and be Mochelas. Anybody who says such a thing that Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take Mishpat, he himself is pretty much giving up his life and being Mevater his own life because he's going to be seriously punished for saying that, or maybe he's going to act assuming that Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care and it's going to result in a terrible onshin for him. Shinamar, as the pasuk says, Hatsur Tamim Paalo, the Tsur, the Raka Kadosh Baruch Hu is pure in his actions. He holds Rach of Mishpat, all his ways are Mishpat. He's not Mevater. There's consequences to everything a person does, and there's good consequences and there's bad consequences. He's not a Mevater. Amr Bichana Vihisem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, my dichsev, what is the pasuk mean when it says, Erech Apayim, a long face, the double Lashon Apayim, what are the two faces here? Lokziv Erech Af, one face. Erech Apayim, he's really extending the anger. Why double Lashon of two angers? The Tzadikim and Rasham, he extends the anger for both Tzadikim and Rasham in regards to what? Says Rashi two lines down from the top of Nunamid Beis, Le Tzadikim Milashalim Schar Tov La'alter. He delays the payment of the Schar, he rather than have a full Schar in the world to come. No Schar in this world, everything L'olam Haba. And Rasham, the Mafreya Mehen La'alter. He doesn't punish them right away, he actually delays the punishment for them, so they have a full Gehenim in the world to come as well. Brisa says now, Tanur Rabbanan lo yisakel adam mishusa l'rishusa rabim. A person should not take out the rocks and put them out of his property onto the road. One time a person actually did this. He took all the boulders out of his property and placed them in the Rishus HaRabim. A certain individual found him. Amar lo, Reika, you empty person. Why are you taking out of a property that's not yours, even though he owned it, but he's saying it's not yours, to a place that is yours, which seems to be the opposite.
What do you mean?
It's the opposite. So Lagli Galav, he made fun of him. What do you mean? I'm taking a place that is mine to a place that's not mine. And shortly after that, Yamim, some days passed, and Nitzach Limchor Sadeo, he needed to sell his property, he needed some money. He's walking with Rishis Rabim, and he stumbled upon those very rocks that he placed there. So Amar Yafa Amar Liosa Chasid. Correct was that statement that the Chasid told me, what he was saying was, your property is not always yours. You might have to sell it like he did. So it's not shelcha.
It's always yours.
It's always yours. No matter who was there, you always had the rights to it, right, to the public. That's what he was telling them. Mishnah tells us, Masnis and Hachover Bor Rishis HaRabim, a guy digs a pit in Rishis HaRabim, V'nafel Atoch HaShor Ochamer Chayiv, and an animal falls in, I'm Chayiv to pay that animal, the Baal HaShor. Echad Hachover Bor, Shiach, Umara, Charitzin, and V'nitzin, Chayiv, regardless of what type of pit it is, and what the difference is between each of them, if you look at Rashi, if you have any English translation, it might be helpful along the way here. Rashi says, Charitzin in the Itzim is Bor Agolu, a circular pit. Shiach is Arucha V'Ksar, long and short. I think it's long one way, but short in the other way. It's like a long rectangle, it seems. Ma'ara is Murubas, a square. M'chusa B'Karo, has a ceiling, a cave. El-Shiesh La'Peh has an opening from the side. Charitzin is Rechavim, they're very wide. Umruban Kimara, but it's squared off like a cave, and Eina Makarim, but it doesn't have a ceiling to it. Ela Piv Pasuach, but it's open from the side.
That's English.
Yeah, let's do one more Niitzin, then we'll do your English. Katsarin Milamata, it's short from below. Rechavim Milamala, but as it gets higher up to the ground, it gets widens up. So yeah, so what's the English in all that?
Siach is a pit. Ma'ara is
Bor is a pit.
Siach is a ditch. Ma'ara is a vault.
Vault, okay. Is it before?
Charitzin is a squared off pit. Itzin is a wedge like pit.
Okay, there you have it. So, all these types of pits, one would be chayv. So, imke, lama, nemar, bor. So, why does the Torah specify dafka bor? Why doesn't it mention all these other cases? Ma bor, sheyesh bo, kidei lahamis asar tvachim, afkol sheyesh bo, kidei lahamis asar tvachim. Just like a stam bor is a 10 tvachim deep, which we are told has the ability to kill an animal that falls into it. So to all the other examples of this Shiach and the Ma'ara has to be 10 tefachim deep in order for one to be chayv nezikim. So hayu p'chusin me'asar. So let's say the pit is less than asar tefachim. V'nafol otocha shor ochamar umeis. An animal falls into it anyways, yet dies even though it's not 10 tefachim deep. Pater. Because it's not that dangerous. However, im huzak bo chayv, if the animal gets damaged, I'm chayv. We saw this earlier in the Masechta, the first parak, that 10 tvachim, you're chayv for misa, under that, you're chayv for nezikin, but you're not chayv for misa that takes place. So Gemara says, very important machlokas, this was alluded to earlier in the Masechta, this goes back to what Daf, thought we saw this earlier, maybe not. So Amar Rav says, bor shechayv alav Torah, lehavalo v'lo lechabato. When the Torah was mechayev the Baal HaBor for any damage or really any death, it was by the hevel, the heat and the fumes. When you dig lower down, people we know, miners, would go below the ground, there's less oxygen and there's all these bad fumes there. So it's the hevel of the, even though it's only 10 tefachim, which is not very deep, but still it's the hevel from that below the ground which causes the death. And it's not the chavata, not the impact that kills them, or at least I'm not responsible for that impact. Alma kasaver chavat the karka olam hu demaskele. If an animal dies because of impact, I'm not chayiv. That's a karka olam. That's the world. That's the land. That's not my. I didn't create that. The world. The land exists wherever. I have no ownership to the karka. I'm responsible for creating more hevel by digging the ditch. I'm chayiv in hevel, but I'm not chayiv in karka. Ushmul amar lahavalo v'koshkin the chavata. No. I'm chayiv if it dies from the heat and from the fumes, and certainly I'm chayiv for creating the impact, because now that I lowered it, the impact is going to be greater than it was before. And maybe you're going to tell me, maybe when the Gemara says, rather when the Torah says bor, maybe I'm only chayiv on impact and I'm not chayiv on hevel. So Gemara says, HaTorah Heidu al Habor. The Torah says Stam Bor. It doesn't specify what type of bor, any bor, Vafilu Mali Svugim Shotsamer. Even if the bor is filled with all these sponges and cushions where there is no impact, if the animal dies, I'm still chai because of the hevel, because of the heat and the fumes that might be from below the ground there. So according to Shmuel, I'm chai, whether it be from impact or from the heat. And Rav, I'm only chai on the heat, but I'm not chai on the impact. How do they say hevel? They say hevel is heat here? Or are they?
Fumes.
Fumes, they say?
What is
that? Sorry, guys.
Is that
English?
Foul air.
Foul air?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So the Gemara now says, "So my benai, what's the nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel? Yikibenayu the avid gova b'rishis harabim, where you create something high up in rishis harabim, you build something up. You didn't dig low. So in which case, there's no foul air, there's no fumes when you build up." But there still is a concern of the impact. So a guy builds a building that has access to the top of Empire State Building, and a guy could fall down, so that would be chavata, but wouldn't be hevel if the guy falls and dies. So the Gemara explains, if it's legova, lerav, agova, lemachayev, Rav isn't chayev, he doesn't make people responsible for impact, for falling and hitting the ground, so he says you wouldn't be chayev. L'shmuel, agova, nami, mechayev, he says you're chayev also for chavata, so you would be chayev for building a building that one might fall off of. My time with the Rav, why does Rav say you're only chayv on hevel, not chayv on chavata? The Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, v'nofal ad sheyipal derech nefila. So look at Rashi. Rashi explains what the drasha means here. Rashi says, derech nefila, right around where we are in the Gemara, derech nefila be'omek mashmav alpanav. Derech nefila means with depth, and mashmav alpanav, the guy falls on his face, so his face goes head first into the hevel, into the fumes, into the foul air. It's that which he breathed up is what caused his death. That's how he understands this Pasuk nefila. No, because I don't think Nezikin, I guess Nezikin could be caused by Hevel. Could a guy get damaged without, I understand Hevel causing death.
Carbon monoxide?
Yeah. What kind of, Nezik, we're talking about physical Nezik, I think.
It's very strange that he would, that would be bad putter somebody from Nezikin if the guy protect that car. I mean, it's the same as Paul, no? I mean.
Say that again.
It would be very strange that who is it, Shmuel or Skor?
I think everyone would agree that Chavata would be the cause of Nezikin. I think everyone would agree to that.
Everyone
I can't imagine. I think so.
Because
okay. I don't think Heva would
That's
create Nezik.
Right.
Yeah. So then, how does Shmuel understand this pasuk? V'nafal kaldu mashe. It doesn't mean derech nefila. It means they're falling. Whether the guy falls and he dies because of the Hevel, he dies because of the Chavata, the animal, it's a nefila. Gemara quotes the Mishnah Tanah, the Mishnah we had right above, Imkein Lama Nemar Bor. Why does it specify Bor if all cases of ditches are included in the Chiv Bor? So Ma Bor Sheishbo Kedei Lahamis Asar Tvachim Af Kol Sheishbo Kedei Lahamis Asar Tvachim. To tell us the sheer of how deep a ditch has to be for us to be Chayv on any Misa. So Bishmal Shmuel, this makes a sense for Shmuel. Af, what's the Af? What's the need to teach to include other cases? Af kol lasuya gova, to include even a case where it's not built as a ditch, but it's built above ground, that's what's being included by this general statement of the Mishnah. El larav af kol lasuya mai, what's the af coming to include? So lasuya charitin v'ni'itin to include other types of ditches, that's what. Well, so what do you mean? But charitin v'ni'itin behedya katanila, the Mishnah already lists them. So once it already lists them, there's no need for another inclusion of af kol sheish bo kedei lahamis. We already pointed them out. The Gemara says, "Katani luhu, etane v'hadi mifarish." We taught the klal, then we later on specified each of the additional examples. Now, the difficulty with that is the klal only comes after we presented the different details. It should have already said first, "Af kol sheish bo kedei lahamis kigon charitin and kigon neitzin." It doesn't say that way. At first, it says the examples, and then it says that klal afterwards. It tells you from where we know it from. What's the source? How do you know to include other cases? It's included from the fact that the Torah specified shows bor as the example, so to other examples as well that are 10 tefachim deep would also one would be chayv on the nezikim. So Gemara says, "Bahani kulek de katani lamali." Why do you have to specify each case? So Gemara says, explains as follows: "Tzrichu, you need to specify bor and nitzim and charitim because the tana bor had we only taught bor." Havamina bor asar hu deisbe havala mishum de katan v'kricha, a bor which is very small and tight, so it builds up all those fumes are built up. It's holed up in there. Aval shiach Darich, if it's longer, Ema Basar less Bay Havala. If it's very long, the air is not going to be stuck together. It has room to move it around. Maybe there would not be any hevel. Kamashman, even a shiach, there would be hevel that could cause death. Vitana shiach, that case, havamina shiach asar hudis be havala mishum dekatin. Because even though the shiach might be very long, like a ditch, but since it's very narrow in the other direction, it might have enough narrowness to create hevel. Ava, when it comes to ma'ara, a squared off cave, then the ma'arva, it's squared off, it's wide and long on both ends. Ema basar leslei b'havel. There's no hevel since it's so wide and narrow. K'mashon, even by a ma'ara, since it has a ceiling to it, it still is able to keep all the fumes there and make it dangerous. V'tana ma'ara, had we only taught a case of a cave, havamina ma'ara basar hudi isbe b'havala. Maybe this case, by 10 tfachim deep only, would have enough to create hevel. Mishum d'metatala, it's covered. So it's at least being closed off in there. About charitzin, tlamatalale, charitzin which don't have a cover, ema basar less behavel, if it's only 10 tvachim deep, they won't have hevel. Kamashman, even charitzin also has hevel. Vitan charitzin, have a mina charitzin asarahu dis behavala, mishum de less be revichay, mileel, tfe metasai. Doesn't have so much from below, it's equal top and bottom. So therefore, it draws in a lot of hevel. About Ni'itzin, which you said was more like a wedge, the Revicha Mila'el Tfei Metatai, where the top is wider than the bottom, Ema Basar less Behun Hevel. Since in the bottom it is very narrow, maybe it doesn't create so much Hevel, Kamashvelan, even in that case, it's going to create Hevel. So that's why we had to specify each of these different types of dishes.
So it's going on Hevel and not on Chabad because it's a Kulei Alma, is that what it is?
No, Hevel, because according to Rav. Right, but this is according to Rav. We wanted to know. You're probably right, actually. This lamali shicha. Yeah, I think you're right. It's probably going on both of them. Correct. The Gemara now says two dots. Tanan, are you pchusin me'asar tfachim? Let's say it's less than 10 tfachim deep. It's only 9 tfachim deep. But nafal atocho shor or chamar umeis pater, like we saw in the Mishnah. Vimhuzak bochai. But if the animal gets damaged, I, as the owner of the boar, have to pay the bal hashor. Nafal tocho shor o chamor umes pater my time I want my pater la mishum de lesbe chavata is it not because there's no chavata if he falls in 9 tvachim that's not considered impact no one dies no animal dies in 9 tvachim fall so that's why we clearly see that it's all about chavata that supports Shmuel that you're chayav in chavata normally. And Rav said, no, Mishum de lesbe chavala, because it's not deep enough. It's not deep enough. It doesn't create all those fumes.
It's actually on both, because they both hold that the hevel is.
This would explain both. It wouldn't limit it to Shmuel's understanding. Mar says, Ihachi, im huzak bochayiv, ha lesbe chavala. This is your question. So if the animal gets damaged, so why am I responsible? If there's no hevel in 9 tvachim, then I shouldn't be responsible. This, by the way, implies that there can be nezek from hevel. It can cause some type of damage. What it is, I don't know. Rashi explains, Lenezikin, let's read the line, and we'll read Rashi in a second. So Gemara says, Ha les be hevel. So Gemara answers, Amrei in, have ein havala lemisa, v'yesh havala lenezikin. You're right, there's not enough fumes to cause death, but there are enough fumes to cause damage. What's the damage that might be caused by hevel? Says Rashi, Lenezikin, chala machmas hevel v'chichish. Animal just gets weaker, it picks up something, it loses its breath, and that weakens the animal overall, and that causes the nezek. Okay, we'll stop here, because it looks like this next story goes well into the next stuff. So we'll pick up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.
Hevel is like the house smell of the air.